Good morning, STL Health and Wellness Live. We are live, in fact, physically live down at Camp Jumpstart. This entire show is going to be incredible. You're going to find out what Camp Jumpstart is all about, first of all, and speak to a lot of the individuals that work here and also our campers here. What does that mean? Well, you stay tuned to it. It'll be very, very inspirational, and you may know somebody out there that could possibly benefiting from coming to camp down here. I'm Gary B., your host, and appreciate you getting up early, STL Health and Wellness Life, for the next 2 hours. Want to give a quick shout-out to Dr. Becker. I was gone last week, and he took over for me. I really had to fight in order to get my job back for this week, but it worked out because he did such a super job. So thank you very much, Dr. Becker. Health and Wellness Live, are you familiar with the magazine? I'm sure you are. You probably see it at all the different hospitals around town, the medical facilities, soon to be in the coffee shops, and a lot of the grocery stores. That free paper comes out once a month. A lot of great medical information, basically with the local healthcare professionals that help you educate as well as discuss the wellness topics that are out there. And if you'd like to follow along with us live on the internet, you can go to stlhealthandwellness.com and click on the microphone right in the middle of the page on the right side, and that'll go right to the link for 590 The Fan, and you'll be able to hear the show in its entirety over the computer. And the website itself is on the internet there, that you can kind of see all the different individuals, different healthcare professionals that are out there. You go to stlhealthandwellness.com to get that. Lindsay has put together a lot of great different individuals, over 30 pages in her magazine, a great magazine. But without further ado, I'd like to say we are at Camp Jumpstart, and Jean Yulsing, is in office here. I usually say in studio, but we're live at your location here, Jean.
Welcome to our world, Gary.
Well, it was a bit challenging. First of all, we're approximately 45 minutes, I guess, from the station south, and kind of give the geographical location of Camp Jumpstart.
So we are at Living Well Village is our camp. Jumpstart's our program, our summer program. We are located 8 miles south of 270 and Tesson Ferry. We're 30 minutes from the Arch. So really, we are suburbia, yet we have 250 acres. It is camp. We have a great time. It's comfortable here. They have air conditioning, although we are outside a great deal, and they're survivors. They are in great shape at this point. This is the sixth week or the second week for the kids who are showing up for second session.
Okay, first of all, the listeners out there listening to STL Health and Wellness Live are saying, Camp Jumpstart, what is that? So go into detail on what we're going to be speaking about over the next five segments here.
Truly, we're known as a weight loss camp, but that's not what we are at all. We're a healthy lifestyle camp. And when you talk to the kids today, and by the way, we changed their names so that we protect their personal identity, but the stories are their stories. And you will find that it's a whole child. We have given up on taking care of the entire aspects of normal growth and development in our society, and we're taking back the lifestyle that maybe many of us had as kids. Here they're welcome to be a child, and that's what they're learning, life lessons, living in a group environment, and being able to become the best they that they can become. And so you're going to hear that today. We get kids from all 50 states. We get kids from 20 other countries. In fact, you'll meet James, who's leaving to go back home to London. He's been here a few summers. He's here for a refresher course. Everything we teach is what every single child should know. It is about nutrition and fitness and sleep patterns, and it's making sure that we set ourselves up for a healthy aging process.
Yeah, and we're starting early, naturally, with the children here. Ages between 7 and 11 are basically, would you say, those are the large amount of individuals that are here?
No.
In that age?
Absolutely
no.
Not.
Zero.
They are 9 to 18 years of age.
Okay.
7 to 11, I think you're remembering what I had told you that was a startling statistic, so I see why that's stuck in your head.
Uh-huh.
Kids that are ages 7 to 11, right now, 3 out of 4 of them already have heart disease. That's awful. That
right.
is a shame. That is something that our generation made happen. We need to take their life back.
And that's what you're doing here. That is what Jean is doing here at Camp Jumpstart is getting the individuals between the ages of 9 and 18 to come to camp for a certain period of time to go through, again, the ways of trying to get back to reality, so to speak, Gene. And you can't do this by yourself. You have a lot of great staff surrounding you.
Well, first off, the wind beneath my wings is my husband, Tom. Imagine coming home, your spouse says, honey, I got an idea. Nobody else is doing it. I think we could do it the rest of our life and make a difference. So give me all your money. And this is the man who is my rock, who keeps things running and lets me be in the limelight. But well, truly, without him, we would not exist.
You are the founder, and Tom is the co-founder. And welcome, Tom.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, you said you're the COO and the maintenance man, too.
Oh, yeah. We wear lots of hats around this place.
You do. Tell the listeners out there at STL Health and Wellness Live about Camp Jumpstart. You're the co-founder along with your wife, Jean. And how much this means to you when you see these kids come in and then when you see them leave after camp is over?
It is phenomenal. The amount of change that goes through these kids. It's just incredible. They change not only physically, but they change emotionally. And for so many of them, they feel stability here, and they feel like they can get their life on track here.
Yeah.
And Tom actually is our self-defense instructor. He's a black belt in karate, and we don't teach kids to fight, but we do teach kids how to not be a victim anymore. In fact, to be a victor in their own life. And Tom does that with self-defense. Would you like to address that at all? Because everybody says there's an anti-bullying program in every school, mm-hmm. and yet every single child I ask here, do they work? The answer is absolutely not. So we pat ourselves on the back as adults, thinking we're doing a good job, but in reality, ask the children, and they will tell you the truth. The anti-bullying programs, they tell me, actually give the bullies even more ideas. So we try to reframe that.
And what I like to do is I like to tell the kids I'm going to give them options. So whether it's a physical altercation or just a verbal altercation, how do you get out of that? How do you keep your dignity? How do you continue on safely? And for so many of them, they didn't have these tools when they came into camp, and now they have these tools.
Yeah, Tom Uelsing, again, the COO of Camp Jumpstart. We're live down here. Imperial, Missouri, may I say that?
Imperial Missouri.
Beautiful Imperial, Missouri here, and a beautiful drive down here. And again, camp is presently going on as we speak, and we are today, to kind of give you a little bit of an outline, we're going to meet some of the other staff that Tom and Gene are a part of today that come through and help out quite a bit throughout this program that they've put together over the years. And then after that, we're going to actually let from the mouth of babes, if you will, we're going to have four individuals that actually are in camp right now, and they have the opportunity of kind of telling their story, how they found out about the Camp Jumpstart, what experiences that they have, and a lot of great information on what they've come about in learning over the past the times that they've had here. And we have a new individual. Tom had to run out and I think do a little fixing here. So, Gene, introduce our next guest here.
Our next guest is Allison Fritchell, who has been with us since inception of Camp Jumpstart. She was a registered dietitian, and she brings to us a different philosophy than many other places have. And Allison, I'd like to have you explain to everyone what it means about nutrition class for us.
Yes, the kids, they do go through nutrition classes with me every week, multiple ones, and I am available so that they can ask questions and talk throughout the day and weeks that they're here. We do talk a lot about nutrient density. That really is the philosophy that we like to take. We want to do less processed foods. The kids always start lunch and dinner with a salad so that they can fill up on all the good veggies. And we also do a lot of lower sodium.
Yeah, and what I might add that we here at Camp Jumpstart, Allison, I really never said that. The majority of the kids that are here are overweight. And that is one very, very special thing in my heart as far as the diet goes every day. and you put them on strict diets here, and they're not eating bags of potato chips or drinking a load of soda or anything
right,
like that.
Right, and it really is about portion control as well. We do have normal foods. They have like brownies and strawberries, but it is just a correct portion size. We do have pizza, but it's thin crust. It's less low fat cheese, healthier toppings. So it is all kid-friendly food. What we find is that over 90% of overeating happens because of emotions, and the kids don't get bored here, and therefore they don't feel like they are hungry all the time, and it is because we do keep them so busy, and we do try and come up with strategies for when they go home in order to continue on that path.
Jean?
We also make sure that kids understand nutrient density. You know, they all study history, and we talk about sailors that go off to sea and how they develop scurvy. And I said, so did the books tell you what scurvy, how did they cure scurvy? Well, the kids said they put lemons on the ships. Exactly. So they were missing vitamin C, and it was an easy fix, and yet we've forgotten to do all those easy fixes, and we forget that food is fuel and that you need to feed your body full of the premium stuff instead of the cheap stuff.
Yeah, and again, we're speaking with Allison. She takes care of the diets for the kids that are at school here, or I should say at camp here for a period of time. And as we end your segment here, what would you like to share?
I would like to share that two things. That one, we really do say that it is a lifestyle change. It is not a diet. They are not on a diet. They have to think about how can they continue this throughout their lifestyle. And one of the reasons that I really wanted to come to camp and work at camp and be the registered dietitian is I do feel like I can help more people here due to the ripple effect than I could if I was a dietitian in a hospital setting.
Allison, continued success.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. That's Allison again with Camp Jumpstart. She handles all the food aspects of the problems that could exist when the individuals are at home, Gene. They eat anything they want at some point. Here, you really make sure that they're on a special diet, and you watch the carbs, you watch everything.
The special lifestyle, truly, we get three meals, two snacks. The parents are taught on the phone what they should be doing. And literally, when Allison mentioned the ripple effect, that is what we see. Kids are here at camp, and their parents are home losing weight as well. The majority of Americans now are overweight. Some are obese. We have kids now that are they're more than morbidly obese. We don't even have a term for it. 12 years old and 500 pounds. We need to pay attention to what we're doing, and we're so busy, we need to slow down and remember what's the priority.
And that's what Camp Jumpstart does here. Down in Imperial, Missouri, STL Health and Wellness live. The show here has Gene Yulsing on the show several times, and here's your right-hand person here, Assistant Camp Director Jeremy. Welcome, Jeremy.
Thank you.
Hey, appreciate you helped us out to get all the Ethernet put together here this morning. We were scratching our heads, but you came in and saved the day.
And this is Jeremiah Simmons. He has been with me for 10 years. He was a counselor, camper counselor. He lived with the campers as a beginning counselor and has risen through our ranks, but he truly is a master teacher, teaches high school at Pattonville, is now the computer science guru.
Yeah, and Jeremiah, tell us a little bit about your experience over the years here at Camp Jumpstart.
All right, so I went to college and I was a runner in high school, and I went to college and made a lot of unhealthy decisions, lots of late night snacking and lots of soda, and ended up gaining 80 pounds my first 2 years at college, and I was volunteering down in New Orleans after Katrina hit, and one of the girls that I was down there was like, hey, you know, I'm working at this summer camp. They need another guy counselor. Would you be interested? And so I said, sure. And so I came and worked and lost 50 pounds my first summer working there, and ended up came back the next summer for another summer, and ended up one of the girl counselors that was there the previous summer, we started dating, and now we're married and have two kids. And
live here at camp.
You know, we lived here at camp for 3 years. And after we came back in the summer of 2009 one more time and thought, well, right before our wedding. But then after realizing that what we do here just makes such a difference, we just in 2010 just picked up and came here, and we've been here ever since. And you know, I teach during the school year, but then it's amazing just how we can do more here in 8 weeks than we can do in really a whole high school career for kids.
Right. And Gene, what a great attribute that you have here as the assistant camp director, Jeremiah, being a part with you. And as we end this segment, what I'd like to ask, what's your next step here?
The next step is just to keep making a difference. Keep watching the kids, the ripple effect, and reaching all the kids, and just putting them on the right path.
Appreciate your time and continued success, and congratulations on two kids and your wife being here as well.
Thank you.
That's a great situation there. But again, Gina, as we end the segment up here, we've got about a minute left, and you end up having these. We spoke naturally with Allison, your husband Tom as well. Being surrounded by that, you being the founder, I'm sure they add a little bit of help with you, and you just kind of put it all together. And a lot of kids, I'm sure, when they leave, are very, very thankful to you.
In all honesty, Gary, we are a family, and family isn't necessarily blood. It truly is. Who cares about you when you wake up in the morning? Who wants to see you smile? When you're not smiling, they try to help you so you can get to a better place. And that's the environment that we do within staff. That's what we do with our counselors, and that's what we reach down and do for our kids, so that it is not like other camps where older kids pick on younger kids. They're right. The role models.
Exactly. On the other side of the break, we're going to be speaking to a couple of the counselors that are here, and then we're going to speak with the kids that are actually here at camp for the time period at Camp Jumpstart down here in Imperial, Missouri. I'm Gary B. You're listening to STL Health and Wellness Live, right back after these messages.